Hadley is here to talk about his new book, Inside the Hollywood Closet, Book of Quotes, and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Bose.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Excellent. And thanks for having me on your show.
Tell us about your new book.
Well, the new book is called Inside the Hollywood Closet. It's a little bit of a misnomer because the four chapters cover much more than the closet. One of them is specifically that. And as Congressman Barney Frank says, it tells about what has changed in Hollywood in the past decades and what has not changed. And I think it's quite eye-opening, even for gay readers. For hetero readers, it would be a real education. I wish they would all read it.
What was your inspiration for writing it?
What has changed so much and inspired me is all these people, these celebrities who have come out, and not only come out, but those who are supporting, for example, their gay brothers or sisters, Colin Farrell about his gay brother, Cyndi Lauper about her lesbian sister, and so on. I did a book in 2000, a book of quotes called In or Out, which had a lot of input from heterosexual or, you know, quote-unquote straight celebrities because there were not that many gay celebrities talking openly. So that has really changed, and I think reading Inside the Hollywood Closet, people will be gratified by how many good changes there are, but also very surprised at what it is still like for gay people on both sides of the camera, as well as, of course, for gay spectators watching gay characters in movies, because that has changed very much.
What do you hope to accomplish with this book?
Just for people's eyes to really be open. Well, of course, first of all, to be entertained, and it is quite juicy and fun, but also it really explains what it's like to be gay and working in Hollywood, whether you're an actor or a comedian or a director, and why it is easier, much easier, for some people to now be openly gay, and yet for others, especially at the top and especially for males, to still have to remain in the closet, and how things have changed, not just in Hollywood and the American audience, but how big audiences overseas like China and Russia, which are very homophobic societies, how they are impacting whether a male star can be openly gay or not.
What would you like to accomplish with this book?
Well, simply that people enjoy it, but also learn from it. And I think you can't help but learn from it because it has really, I would say, maybe 2,000 or more, thousands of quotes. And some of them, you know, people have said to me, well, I didn't know that, or, gee, that happened, or this still happens, or, you know, quotes from, you know, your favorite star or TV or movie star. It's just very, very informative because it took 19 years to put together Inside the Hollywood Closet. And I wanted all the quotes in it to be substantial, each one to stand on its own and to be either very interesting or informative and not just be filler. So that's why it took so long to put together, and it came out this year.
You live in California. In these emotionally draining times, how are you coping with this political climate and also with the COVID pandemic?
Well, with the COVID-19 pandemic, it's just a matter of, you know, following the rules, wearing the mask, staying in place for the most part, of course, and always being alert and cautious for your sake and other people's sake. We, of course, are very lucky with our climate because we don't really have weather. We just have climate. And although I'm usually in Beverly Hills where the weather is more ideal, right now in San Francisco, it's not bad when you consider, you know, everything is relative. You just compare to elsewhere, places where it's really cold. You watch the TV and you hear what the weather is in Moscow or Paris, and you think, gee, we're lucky here in the U.S. But as for the political, well, the main thing, of course, this year was simply getting Trump out, who, of course, was put in not by the voters, but by the electoral so-called college. So that has been a great step forward and something to look forward to, despite, of course, the long-continuing presence of the Supreme Court of his three so-called justices.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids in these challenging times?
Well, you know, that is a very important issue, and that is addressed in Inside the Hollywood Closet because, again, Hollywood's influence is really, it's too big worldwide. I travel a lot, and Hollywood influences young people the world over. But fortunately, there are more and more positive gay depictions. Well, first of all, never believe that saying that these are the best years of your life. When you're young, before 20 and all, those are the worst years of your life. It will only get better. The best is yet to come. But in terms of bullying and so on, besides the advice of hang in there and confront your opponents as best you can, sometimes kids are shy about letting their parents know that they're being bullied. But the reason it's important is because parents then have to communicate with the school authorities. And, you know, if, for example, someone is being bullied for racial reasons, the school will usually and hopefully do all they can to protect that student and to stop that kind of bigotry and bullying. Well, gay students have the exact same rights to not be bullied or harassed, and it's up to parents, but also their teachers and the school administrators to make the school a safe environment, because no one should have to undergo that sort of thing. I know that when I was growing up, there was so much less of it. I mean, what there was just a few names, perhaps, nothing physical. And so people have to fight back as best they can and get the adults involved, including the people right there who work at the school. It's very important.
How can people get information about Inside the Hollywood Closet, a book of quotes?
Well, of course, online, there's the ever-present Amazon, and then there are outlets like Barnes & Noble, and then the publisher itself, Riverdale Avenue Books, and they have a website, Riverdale being one word. And then also, don't forget, public libraries are supported by our taxes, and even in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco, libraries do tend to underrepresent gay and lesbian, etc., books and DVDs. So it's very simple online or by telephone to suggest that a library purchase a certain book or DVD that you would like them to have, because again, the unfortunate thing is that America is a nation of many minorities, but with libraries, they tend to think in terms of one minority, and that does not include gays usually. So we have to speak up and say, well, get that gay book, get that gay themed DVD. Again, we have voices. We must use them because this is a minority where other people are rarely going to speak up on our behalf.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, let's see. One of them, I have a book that will be out next fall titled Scandal, Secrets, and Swan Songs, How the Hollywood Stars Lived, Worked, and Died. And the reason Swan Songs is in the title is because stars, by the end of their lives and careers, are not usually starring in movies. They're usually supporting actors by then. And some of them even end up playing themselves in movies like, say, David Bowie or Gloria Swanson in one of those airport movies. So that one is done. And it's primarily not gay-themed, but all of my books, I've published 26 books, they're all gay-inclusive. And although most are not gay-themed, and most are Hollywood-themed, but not all, apparently I am the number one author on the gay and lesbian presence in and contributions to showbiz, especially movies and TV. Now, that's number one in quantity. Quality, however, is for other people to judge. Besides that book, I am working on another book you mentioned about gay teens being four times, unfortunately, more likely to try suicide. I'm working on one about celebrity suicides. It's just amazing how many celebrities and also children of or parents of celebrities chose to end their lives. That's one thing. And then I have done two photo books on Elvis and on Marilyn. Don't need to say Marilyn who. And we may be doing photo books on Lucille Ball, who of course had a long career before I Love Lucy in movies, and Doris Day, who was the number one box office actress ever. And she died just last year. And then of course after her illustrious career, she turned to animal rights, and I've been a long, long time member of the Doris Day Animal League.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
It's interesting to be asked, you know, the questions you've asked, Charlotte, for example, of what inspired you or what do you hope people get out of the book. And what is very gratifying is the feedback where not so much they're asking me something, but telling me, your book helped me feel better about being gay. I've gotten a surprising number of letters about that. People who, when they were very young, you know, and they were questioning and they didn't want to be different, but on the other hand, one is what one is. And then there was one guy who said not too long ago, I used to hate labels, but the point is, labels will always exist. So it's like you're left-handed or you're right-handed, or you might be ambidextrous. Well, it's the same with sexuality. There's nothing wrong in saying, for example, somebody is gay. You're not revealing their private life. You're just saying what category they're in. It's like if you say someone is left-handed or they're Catholic or whatever, you're not saying they're good or bad. It's just that's part of the group they're in. Of course, the difference being that with sexual and affectional orientation, it's not something one chooses. It's simply there. You know, the holidays are coming up. Inside the Hollywood Closet, though I say it myself, makes an excellent Christmas gift as an e-book or as a trade paperback. It's not very expensive, and it's the kind of book that you can share with other people, because these quotes, some of them, people say, I called up a friend or I called up a relative and I said, listen to this, so-and-so. So, with the holidays coming, and instead of giving a box of chocolates, which will be gone in 2 days, say, the gift of any book is something that lasts and is hopefully enjoyable as well as eye-opening.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through these difficult times?
You know, one thing that has a double meaning is, this too shall pass. And that applies to negative things such as 4 years of Trump, this too shall pass, or COVID-19. I mean, hopefully in a year or two, we'll be looking back about that because, you know, they're working hard on the vaccine. And I must say one thing that I'm glad about COVID-19, it affects everyone, not just as HIV did. Of course, it never was something that was primarily gay. Most of the people in the world who are HIV positive are heterosexual, but because of the perception and the homophobia, there was no real rush for a vaccine. So with this too shall pass, all bad things eventually go away, but of course that's also true about good things. So when you're having a good time or something positive is happening, enjoy it, because we're just passing through life itself. This too shall pass, so make the most of it. As has been said, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is all we know about, so do your best for yourself and then for others. And also, of course, you have a voice, and as gay people, it's up to us to speak up. And another thing is that, remember, democracy is not something that is always there. We have come closer in this country to fascism than ever before under this administration. And again, to speak up for our rights and everyone's rights. And in keeping with this about this too shall pass and about bigotry, Eleanor Roosevelt, who was, as it happens, a bisexual first lady, said something that applies to all of us as gay people or anyone in a minority, and that is, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.